When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake. Jones rolls left. Throws left. Wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. Kevin's in Belmore wanted to jump in. Kev, what's going on?
If you look at that per 48 like you were talking about earlier, like look at Chua's numbers per 48 minus assists because Hartenstein can, you know, if he can get those dimes in there. But aside from that, they're about the same, so we signed Achiuwa.
I think me and Boomer are the only ones who would be for it. I like Precious Achiuwa.
Oh, Boomer, again today.
Me too.
Like, again today.
Again today with Achiuwa. I don't know what's worse, Boomer's love for Achiuwa or the fact that he sprays ketchup on his french fries.
I do the same thing. I swear to God, I just dump it right on. Yeah, I do.
What?
I heard that part. I do. Yeah.
How could you possibly
How could you
that?
Not?
Because you're not getting equal spread with the ketchup.
That's not right.
You got to take a fry and dip it. Otherwise, you get some fries without any ketchup.
It gets a little messy.
Yeah, it's messy. It's a little all messy. Over the place.
I work around it.
Wow.
Yeah, I do.
Man, you really are a right boomer. On. To me, it was always disgusting. And then hear him talk about it, it was even more. Like, you spread your ketchup on the fries at a diner?
Yeah.
No.
Just one big squirt.
Yeah, but then you're not getting equal. And then did you hear Jerry, what he said he does with
I don't
pizza?
Know if I heard Jerry's. What does he do?
What do you like to drink with a slice of pizza?
That's one of the few times I have soda.
Okay.
Like,
right,
maybe ginger ale, or I'm not a big soda guy, but maybe McDonald's or Wendy's or
right,
the few times. Yeah.
Growing up, it was always pizza, soda, whatever.
Yeah, even now.
Like, if I'm ever, I don't drink soda much anymore, but if I do, it would be with a slice of pizza.
Okay.
Jerry has a glass of milk.
Ugh.
That's exactly what I said.
And he's got a vowel at the end of his name. He should be ashamed of himself
as
an Italian.
Right.
That's gross.
You're an Italian. What kind of Italian drinks milk with pizza?
Ugh.
I tried to bust the chops a little bit when I first saw him, and he just wanted none of it.
All right. There you go. So the unique eating habits of Jerry and a little bit of everything. Boomer squirting on the ketchup. I join him with that all over the place. Could be the bowling alley. Could be Wendy's. Doesn't matter. Could be my dining room table. Squirt. Massive plump squirt. Oh, yeah. All the time.
I'm shocked
forever
at that.
I've done that.
Two things for you here before we get back to the calls. Number one, you talked before about us maybe being involved in some wrestling storyline. Mm. Well, to do so generally, you have to have some kind of in-ring experience. My buddy Brian Myers, who currently is in TNA wrestling, used to wrestle as Curt Hawkins in the WWE. He reached out, bring BT to Create a Pro, which is a training school that they have on Long Island.
Take
some bumps. You want to get in the ring? Go take some bumps.
Worried about the back. I
had a feeling that would come
problem.
Up. Come on, you hit the ropes a little bit, maybe loosen that back up. You do some push-ups.
I push-ups are, that's the easy part. I'm not worried about the push-ups.
I went over there once.
Damn
it was pretty cool to get in a ring.
Did you climb up on the top rope?
No, I didn't climb up. This is, you get hurt like that.
I don't mean where you're scrapping with somebody, like, but after the, you know, after it was over, you have a little fun?
Yeah, I did not. Myself, all right, well, you're worried about the back, but there you go. We go over there, hang out with Brian for a day.
What an invite, too.
We'll take some bumps, get in the ring a little bit.
That's an invite. That's possible.
From an actual professional who knows what he's doing.
Oh, he's going to provide the bumps?
Well, he'll be there. He'll hang. Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm assuming he's not just going to let us go in the ring and...
We can bump each other.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. See, that
anyway,
I'll go
so that's
for.
On the table.
Okay.
That, Brian. Thank
okay.
you, Matt, for that, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it, bud.
The other thing is another mistake by a former quarterback in this town.
Sims?
Nope.
Boomer?
No. Those are real quarterbacks in this town.
Talking about Zach.
Did you see what happened to him over the weekend?
I did. And if you classify that as a mistake, you're out of your mind.
He's 24 years old.
Did you see what she looks like?
I did not, but does it matter? You're getting engaged at 24?
It's all right. If it doesn't work out, he's got enough money and get divorced at
some
point.
Why don't
you get
engaged? You don't have to do that.
He loves her. That's why.
Because
he loves her, dude.
I'm sure he loves her. The first thing you said, have you seen her? What's her name? Let me look her up.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Let me see. I want to look her up. Nicolette.
Did you see the picture of her?
No.
Showing off the engagement ring? I mean, she's absolutely radiant. She's going.
Nicolette Del Mano, I believe her name is.
You gonna clown the guy for marrying a 10?
I am. She's.
She's what?
Whatever, dude.
Oh, dude.
I told
this guy.
24 years old, live your life.
He loves her.
Bull crap, he loves her. Live your life, young man. Nobody could be that much in love at that age.
Yes, you can be.
No, you think so?
I do. I definitely
24
do.
24 in today's day and age, back in the old days, I was like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but think about where he's from. I know he's not. I don't think he's fully Mormon. I know he's from Utah. I don't know that that has any influence on this. I don't want to speak out of school, but I just think, you know, Utah is a little different than growing up in New York City.
Who do you think is more upset about this, his mom or her friends?
Yeah. This would be an interesting bachelor party. Hey, Bob, can Louise come too?
Sue available?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No,
honestly, they're a beautiful couple together. That is an attractive looking couple.
God. I
still got a soft spot for Zach, man. I'm still rooting for the kid, man. I love him. Hey, if you can't throw it straight, at least win in life. He is.
Yeah. All the best to him and his new fiance here.
But you're ragging on him for proposing.
I'm trying to help him out.
No, you're not helping
out. And by the way, I hope he has success. Is there a chance he wins that starting job or not at all?
I know he hasn't looked incredibly good far in camp with Denver or, you know, the gatherings that they've had. But, you know, maybe Sean Payton can fix him.
Yeah. I'm rooting for Zach. It'd be nice to see. I just fundamentally in today's day and age, especially when you're him, that wealthy.
He's been with her for a couple of years. The guy's in love.
He's 24.
You keep going back to age.
Because I'm trying to put
myself
in his
spot. How old were your parents when they got married?
Yeah,
I know mine were young. I think my mom was 20. My dad was 21.
Fair enough.
I know it's a different world.
Well, that's what I mean. It is a different world.
Okay, but it doesn't mean that it can't work out.
Also, I love my dad. It's not like he'd pick of the litter. I mean, you know, Zach Wilson could do whatever he wants. Dad, you'll take what you get and you'll like it. Zach Wilson's got, he could do whatever he wants.
He's been with her for a couple of years. They know each other. They love each other. You're just not a romantic anymore, Sal.
Well, put yourself, all kidding aside, put yourself back to when you were 24. Both of us got married
later. Put it this way.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I had a very serious college girlfriend.
Right.
For 2 of the 4 years.
That you probably thought you were going to marry?
I thought that I could. Now, the difference was, and Jan is the only one that I proposed to, got a ring for.
Okay.
Ever thought of truly marrying.
Right.
I swear to God, like full transparency. I was not that guy who would be dating, I'm going to marry. I was like, not even close.
Me neither.
Yeah. You told me some sad stories. I feel bad for you. But in college, like I remember telling her that I want to be a broadcaster.
Right.
And her mom and dad were teachers. And she's an educator now, and she just envisioned a much more linear path to adulthood. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm going to be going all over the country.
Yeah, right.
Not because it was abnormal, because I was too young to be in love or get married, although maturity-wise, I was.
Right.
But I just knew what I was going to try to do professionally, so it didn't work for me. But if I was more conventional, like I went to law school, or I was a teacher or a coach, I mean, again, I probably would be divorced because I was very immature
at
24.
Yeah, that's
but
my
he's
point.
Not.
You don't think Zach Wilson is immature?
Maybe reading a cover two, but not with his woman.
Ooh.
Just because you and I were a mess doesn't mean that he is.
You just proved my point, though.
What?
At 24, oh my God.
Maybe this is the stability he needs.
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for him.
So am I. God. I like Zach. Man, I hope it works. God.
Take advice from DJ, Derek Jeter.
I thought it was going to work out.
Yeah, I know. You can watch him from afar. Get the Sunday ticket. Be watching.
Jalen Brunson's pretty young. He's married. I mean, everybody's different.
Yeah. Didn't he get married though before he hit stardom? I know he was like, he met his wife at Villanova.
So don't you think the fact that Zach flamed out and she still wants to marry him speaks highly of
you think she could care about love? She just cares about the checks coming.
You don't know that though. Why would you say that?
She cared about his play. How could she still be with him after 3 years? Well,
that's my point. It's not like she's riding his jock because he's a superstar. Right. He's a scrub at this point. She's still with him. Maybe she loves the guy.
Maybe.
All right.
I'm not going to doubt that. I don't know the relationship. I know this. He's rich. He's good looking. He's 24. And now.
I know this. She's, I don't know if she's rich, but she's better looking and he's happy.
Okay.
My goodness gracious.
All right. If you had a bet,
jaded.
If you had a bet right now.
Yeah.
How many years?
What would I bet?
How many years?
I actually think they're going to work out.
Okay.
I do.
I'll take the under.
Okay.
No, not trying to be negative.
No, not at all. Hoff, would you like to weigh in here?
No, I have too many bad comments.
Yeah, keep them to you. Yeah.
But are you with Sal? So you with Sal? You think he's making a mistake?
Oh, yeah.
Why, though? Because he's 24?
I tell Boyle all the time the same thing. Pat, you're what, 29?
Correct.
Yeah, and we talk about that. I'm like, dude, don't go live your life.
Look at how Pat grew up like we did.
Yeah, I know.
Zach grew up in Utah. It's different.
I guess he could double down, right? Are they allowed to do that?
Oh, yeah, that is true.
Multi-spouses? Yeah. No, I think I'm legal.
Have a party.
I'm going to have to amend everything I just said. I forgot about that.
Polygamy. Polygamy is how you say it, right?
Good stuff.
I don't think that's really as legal as some people think.
They do it. Well, what do you mean? Isn't it like...
In Utah, they do.
Would you want to do that? He's in his face.
I'd be open to it, potentially. I mean,
He was genuinely intrigued the way he just looked at me. I don't know what to say, but I'm kind of interested.
I think there could be some positives to it.
Well, there could be.
And there could also be some negatives.
There could be.
Did you ever watch, what was that show, Big Love?
Yeah, I remember one of those back in the day. I know what you're talking about.
On HBO, it was
the positives are, never get stale.
Right.
The negatives are, I don't really know. Well,
you get it like sevenfold.
Yeah,
don't they cancel each other out, though?
What?
Don't they cancel each other out?
Like, I don't know. That's a tough one.
They fight, you stay away?
Is that what happens?
I would hope.
I don't think so.
That's my dream.
I'm going out for a beer, honey. All seven wives, you figure it out. Daddy will be home soon, ready to go.
Jeez.
After 9 pills of Viagra, because I got 8 wives.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Let's get back to the call.
Right. BT and Sal here on The Fan. I mean, you walked me into this with Zach.
I just
have to defend my boy,
the
golden boy.
I get it.
Got a lot of love for Zach. He's a good kid.
I know.
He's a good kid. We got a break here. What do we got here? A quick break. Come back. Get a call here. Let's get a call here. Let's get let me get Frank in Monroe Township. What's going on, Frank? How are you?
Good. I'm good, BT. Nice talking to you again. Thank you for taking the call. I think the Yankees over the weekend got a lesson in baseball etiquette from the Toronto Blue Jays. I refer to yesterday's play when Gerrit Cole inadvertently hit Guerrero with that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was inadvertent. You knew it was inadvertent by the way he reacted right after the pitch.
Yes.
But conversely, what happened? Immediately, the next inning, we judge up a fastball right to the ribs. They're calling it a pitch to the back. It wasn't.
It was a pitch
to the ribs. Judge quickly turned and got hit in the back. Thank goodness for him.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, go back a week to 10 days when Judge got hit. It was a song and a dance conversation for 24 hours. What's going to happen? And finally, late in the next game, the Yankees meteorically throw a batter.
Yep. Remember Cortez? Yep. Cortez threw it up and in, didn't hit him. Yep. Took forever.
Baseball etiquette.
Yep. Took forever.
The way the Jays did it.
Baseball etiquette.
I thought the way the Jays did it, was it yesterday? It was perfect. I thought it was perfect. Cole by accident hit somebody and you kind of knew that it was, apologized to Vladdy and he was like, ah, darn it. And then Gausman gives one up and in the Judge, drills him, and that's it, and you move on.
Well, I would take issue with it if, Cole doing what Gerrit did, when it's that outwardly
you still hit them. I mean, the result is what it is.
True, but when you really go out of your way to let somebody know, I mean, listen, it got away.
Right, and, was it necessary?
No, it was not.
For them to retaliate.
No, but right. Everybody continues to take liberties. And I know the Yankees hit a lot of batters as well. Mm-hmm. But I think this has been an issue going back to the Mike Mussina stuff that I've talked about many times with Soriano, with Derek Jeter, with Pedro, you know, on that afternoon game 15 years ago, whatever it was, maybe more, probably more, definitely more at this point. And nobody did anything about it. Jeter Hospital, Soriano Hospital, MRIs on the wrist, on the hand. Like, this has been a problem for the Yankees. I don't know why. I don't know. You got to be careful. I mean, there's a lot of little bones in those hands. And Aaron Judge takes one on the hand here,
yeah,
and he misses
over
2 months. It's gonna be an all-out war. At least it better be. So, you know.
And then even like the thought of Judge taking things into his own hands and charging the man, he can't do that either, because what if he punches somebody and
yep.
he breaks his hand?
Yep.
Like, you just, with him, I wouldn't. And maybe a little bit of yelling and let somebody else go out there and do some of the damage for
mm-hmm,
him.
Mm-hmm.